You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Well, if you've driven those roads, it gets worse all the time. Drove them today, craziness. Broken ball joints all over the place, tie rods, front wheels out of alignment.
It was Meshuggah out there.
It really was. To use that word, it really, really was. Even the video minions think so. They had to get here too, you know. If you're one of many that have fallen victim to these horrifying craters, take your car, truck, or van to the great people and the great pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee lowest prices in town, you know? And you'll be back on the road, safe and sound, the same day.
Expert Car Care, that's X-P-E-R-T, services everything on your vehicle from top to bottom, A to Z, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing a transmission or engine. And be sure to mention these two handsome dudes right here.
Who are you talking about? EP and Gary?
Yeah,
is that
those
it?
Two guys. Have you
those guys?
Them,
yeah. Those guys? Or is it Parker and the Man?
No,
you know
it
what?
Be them, really.
Mark, you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free wheel front wheel alignment if necessary.
That is over $100 in savings passed on to you just by saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Keep it in your head. You got to go to Expert. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes?
Go get Expert Car Care.
All right, let's do this thing.
All right, time for a sports wrap. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. His name, the man, Mark Wilson.
Well, we've been talking about it the first half hour. Game two of the season at Comerica. Tigers beat the Royals in 10, 2-1. Ian Kinsler had three hits, a homer, and the walk-off gap single in the 10th off Tim Collins of the Royals. Joe Nathan blew Max Scherzer's gem in the 9th on an Alex Gordon sack fly, but Kinsler came back and bailed out his closer and got the victory. Al Albuquerque gets the W. Collins takes the loss. Same two tomorrow. Anibal Sanchez for start of the season. Bruins and Wings go at 8 o'clock. All games are important now for the Red Wings as they make the run to the postseason. Pistons are playing in Indiana. They're done with about a minute 20. I shouldn't say they're done with one. 27-23 is your score. And Jay Smoovage, Smoove Smith with 15 of the Pistons' first 27 points. He's got a game going tonight. Local scores first, Sportsnet with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Other NBA, the Nets and Knicks at Madison Square Garden tied at 18 early on. Cavs lead the Magic 29-18 in the first. Bobcats over the Sixers 28-15. Rockets over the Raptors 25-14. Parsons with 10 already for Houston. Wizards lead the Celtics 25-15 in the first. Other games start later. NIT Championship in New York City tomorrow. Larry Brown and SMU against Rick Pitino's kid and Minnesota for the title at MSG. Other NHL, just one game to talk about. The Islanders in Ottawa tied at nothing in the first period. Two others start after 10. Other baseball, American League, White Sox get a walk-off of the 11th. Of course, it has to be because it's the home team and they won the game in extra innings. 7-6, the final over Minnesota. Lourie Garcia scores in a wild pitch for Robin Ventura. They're playing two in Oakland because for the first time since the Tigers and the A's were rained out in Oakland back in 1999.
That long ago?
Yes. It was back in May of 98. That was a Tiger game, though. The A's had a rainout, and they're playing two. Split doubleheader, day-night doubleheader. A's won the first one over the Indians 6-1. Second game will start in a little while. Boston-Baltimore, no score second. Ditto for Toronto-Tampa. Yankees-Houston going about 20 minutes. National League, Atlanta over Milwaukee 1-0. Chris Johnson's homer in the 7th was all the Braves needed and got. Aaron Harang and three others combined on a two-hitter of the Brewers. No score Cubs in Pittsburgh in the 2nd. Rain delay in Cincinnati. Haven't started the Cardinals and the Reds yet. Mets lead Washington 1-0 second. Colorado over Miami 3-0 in the 1st. And coming up, Prince Fielder's 3rd game as a Texas Ranger as the Rangers take on Philly in interleague play. The Houston Open begins tomorrow. The golf, Phil Mickelson practiced at Augusta. He missed the Pro-Am today, causing fear in the people in Houston thinking he wouldn't play, but he will go tomorrow. He'll try to make it and then play in the Masters as well next week. Houston Open golf round 1 tomorrow down at the Redwoods. That is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. 248-848-1130. Mark and Rob, Wilson Parker. Parker and the Man back on the Fan. Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan. And Rob's out for a second, but I wanted to mention this. This tailgate thing is really cool. You know, Chef Rob and Theo Gridiron, Rob, are going to be at Chelly's Chili now. starting on Sundays for all Tiger home games.
Very nice. That's a nice venue right across the street. It's perfect, Mark. You have a lot of fun there.
So they'll be out of the studio. The studio. And I just and Weston came up with a press release, and I thought I would just read you the release real quick, and this is, you'll know the deal, and now you'll have it in your head, and you're going to go out there and have a good time. Tailgate for a cause this year with Gridiron and the Chef. Theo Gridiron and the Chef Rob Wise puts a whole new spin on tailgating this year for the Tigers and Lions Sunday home games. Starting this Sunday, April 6th at 8:30 a.m., Gridiron and the Chef will host a tailgate party at Chili's Chili Bar in Detroit. The tailgate consists of a live broadcast, a DJ, beanbag toss tournaments, video games, and a ticket giveaway. The cause, they're asking for each person that comes down to bring two non-perishable food items, which in return will again be donated to that great group, Gleaners Food Bank of Southeastern Michigan. And we have a quote from Rob Wise, Rob.
What is that?
Other than opening day, Detroit lacks a great tailgate party. I hope we can deliver that on Sunday home games while giving back. At the same time, you know what? You got to like the young fella for doing that.
Very nice. Always good to give back.
To sweeten the deal, Gridiron and the Chef have partnered up with two tailgating cornerstones, Better Made Snack Foods and Fago Pop, both Detroit icons. When you donate at the tailgate, you receive a bag of Better Made potato chips and a Fago drink of your choice. And, of course, Gridiron and the Chef airs 9 to 11 right here on WDFN, Detroit's 1130. The Fan. Every Sunday, you don't want to miss out, and they'll be downtown. You can go watch them as well.
All right, telephone number 248-848-1130. You still got that fax that came in?
I do.
Or not
we got
fax,
a fax.
Email.
Look,
it was an email.
It was an email we got to ParkerTheMan at yahoo.com.
Nobody sends faxes anymore, right, unless they're like business
people. If we put out a fax number, I suppose people would fax. I used my fax today.
Remember in the good old days, it was a big deal to get faxes.
Just the fax, ma'am. Just the fax. How about getting a telegram or a candygram?
Yep.
See, some of the young video minions don't
no
even
idea.
Know what that is.
No idea what that is. None. No? Okay, they said they're pretty smart.
No idea what
they
a telegram.
They said they're pretty smart.
Okay. This is from Jim and Warren. He, again, emailed us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. This was about the conversation we had yesterday about living legends. You brought up Derek Jeter. And by living legends, it's not people that are living that are legends, like Michael Jordan's living, but he's not playing. You meant current, on-field living legends, people that are still active in their sport. Says, Rob, totally agree with you that Derek Jeter is a living legend and not just in New York or even in Michigan since he's from Kalamazoo. Unless he's hiding something, Jeter is above reproach as a ball player and a human being, and his numbers and pinstripes are beyond amazing. I don't really like the guy, but if ever there is someone in sports that can be described as a living legend, meaning someone currently playing that's a legend and not just alive, like Jordan, it's Jeter. If Mark doesn't think that Jeter is a living legend, who would be in that category that is currently active in all sports? Rob, this question is for you, too. Or is only Jeter in that rarefied air? Love the show. Keep it up. And, Rob, go get Jetered.
Very
That's
nice.
From Jim and Warren.
Jim, nice email. Mark, and I don't know if there's anybody else, because it's not just like Barry Bonds when he played. Mark was a great player. We know that, right? Seven MVPs, home runs, all the other stuff.
How did he win?
Seven.
Was it seven?
Him and Clemens won seven Cy Youngs, Mark. You know he won three in Pittsburgh before he even got to San Francisco.
You know, it's funny about the Bonds.
Seven.
It's funny about the Bonds body of work. When you think back at it now, it sounds ridiculous.
Seven MVPs.
It sounds crazy.
You know how hard it is to win an MVP in baseball?
One. We make a big deal about Joe Morgan because he won back-to-back, or Dave Parker because he won back-to-back, or Dale Murphy because he won back-to-back.
But seven?
Seven of them.
But Jeter, Mark. It's all the body of work, but the thing that puts you over the top.
Hold on. Yes, Prince Hal Neuhauser also won. I don't want to diss the Tiger people.
Yes, please.
Hal Neuhauser also. I've been to Hal's house at Marcy Court, so I know where he lives.
I think I once got into an argument with him, didn't I, on the air?
With Prince Hal?
Yeah, didn't we have to
I think you did. I think you actually got it. You know what?
It was at DFN.
I felt bad because I think I set it up to get Neuhauser on the air, and then you, like, you went at it with him.
Was it over the Tiger fraud that they had or something, and he was coming down?
Yeah, he was
a part of it.
Foofing
like,
it up or something.
I'm like, oh.
This is when the Tigers were so bad. It was even right. Like a joke trying to pretend they're
I said
they're
good. Charging people to go see old-timers or whatever, the Tiger fraud, or something like
Before
that.
Before you finish that, can I tell one quickie about Neuhauser?
Go ahead.
Hal Neuhauser and Charlie Gehringer, they both have passed now, two legendary Tigers. Both had beautiful homes. Gehringer lived in Beverly Hills, here, not Beverly Hills, California, on Lake Lazer. And as I said, Neuhauser lived on Marcy Court in Bloomfield Hills. So I went to both houses. When I was at Fox 2, I did a couple of stories on both guys. And so
wacky pieces?
No, they weren't wacky. They were pretty standard. So I go to Prince Hal's house, and Rob, immaculate, spotless, gorgeous, beautifully decorated. You could tell a woman's touch was in this room, you know, had been here, and you couldn't see one evident, nothing evident that there was a ball player that ever lived there.
But are you sure that Mamie Bell wasn't in the back in the kitchen or whatever?
No, these were no. Anyhow, like he has two MVP awards, Major League Baseball. They're not like displayed anywhere. Okay.
I love when I look back and they're just like looking at me like, oh, shaking their head. What is he doing?
So it's beautiful. So I actually complimented Neuhauser on how beautiful his house was. So then I go to Gehringer's house. You can't even get through the garage door without hitting three seats from Tiger Stadium.
Oh, boy.
He had three.
Oh, Lord,
he had three seats.
I know, Bobby.
What is that?
Terrible.
There's crap everywhere. I mean, there's bats and balls and Gehringer's silver slugger. So I didn't even know they had that back then. And it wasn't like messy. It just was loaded with baseball stuff. They made me lunch. It was even like hot dogs and chips. It was like a baseball thing. So here's this one beautiful home. Nice house. Don't get me wrong. Gehringer, a nice house. But just completely loaded with crap everywhere from his baseball career. Just to show you the difference between two great Baseball Hall of Fame players that played here in Detroit. All right, well, answer the question, and I'll answer it too. So I thought about
There's nobody else that I
nobody
could say.
Nobody else.
Nobody else. Not on that level. And I was just saying.
Peyton Manning? Living
Peyton
legend?
Peyton Manning.
With all he's done?
He's only got the one World Series. I mean, one Super Bowl. Jeter has five, Mark.
You're throwing that all into that mix, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. Because now when I look at Peyton Manning, Mark, you know what I look at? And I'm not great regular season, pick sixes in the Super Bowl. He's been there, what, three times? Won one, lost two. I mean, I'm not knocking him.
Let me bring up a couple other names. We'll do it next. And if you've got anybody that you think, we talked about it last night, but I think it's worth it again after the email we got today, as to whether or not Jeter, if in fact he is your guy, is there anybody else currently playing, whatever sport it is, could be NASCAR, could be golf, could be NHL, could be NBA, that would be classified in what you're talking about as a living legend? I got a couple other names. That you stopped and paused at Peyton Manning, though. You didn't. Your gut didn't automatically say, no.
No, because he has four MVPs. I mean, Mark, I mean, four MVPs is four MVPs.
Remember, this is a guy who's actually currently active, not just living. So Michael Jordan, in theory, would be a living legend if you use the standard way we talk about that phrase, but this is actual active people in their particular sport or profession. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, back on the Fan, Detroit's 1130 WDFN.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
On Wednesday night. Hump day. I'm a camel. It's hump day. Pistons in a real dogfight at Indiana. I'm sorry. I can't keep a straight face whenever I talk about them anymore.
All right, 248-848-1130 is the phone number. Is my mic on?
It's on
mic. Why'd you look? You act like you didn't hear me.
Because it wasn't on. Gary turned it on.
Did Gary turn it on? Sorry, Gary.
You have to get used to like hitting that button when you come in the room now.
Well, before you used to always set it up.
I know. Hey, we're doing this thing about the living legends again because we got an email from Jim and Warren, and it was pretty good. So, Jeff in Farmington Hills, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMatt. What you got?
Hey, I got a couple of good ones. First and foremost, Roger Federer.
Oh, come on. Absolutely.
Oh, we know that. Absolutely.
Isn't Federer a living legend?
Yeah, but it's just that it's tennis and nobody in the United States cares because he's not American.
Okay, I'll keep going.
No, am I right? Come on, Mark. If he was American, it would be the most unbelievable story. Am I right or wrong?
No, because Sampras was American. It wasn't unbelievable.
He gets dissed. Federer gets dissed because he's not from this country. I'm telling you.
I think tennis has hit a level on men that have made it such. Not so much that he's from another country. What else, Jeff?
Okay, how about Tiger Woods? Second most all-time, the high Jack Nicklaus.
The only problem, I'll answer.
Go ahead, I was going to say.
2009 killed it.
Yep.
As soon as Elon put that golf club into that Escalade, that was the end of any legendary status for Tiger Woods, in my opinion. Don't you feel that way?
I mean, I don't like the guy, but you can't argue with what he's done. You said living legends. The dude is the second greatest golfer to ever walk.
But he's going out.
He's the greatest golfer.
But he's going out on a whimper. He's going the other way. You know what? That's the only issue is, like, Jeter got his 3,000 hit. Last year he got hurt, but the year before, Mark had a great year. He's, like, ending where he's still a viable player. The team is still pretty good. I don't know. I hear the Tiger Woods. It's just that lately it's been bad. That's all I'll say.
All right. Well, my last one was Tom Brady. He should be in the discussion more than Peyton Manning.
What about Brady? Absolutely. He's got the multiple.
He's got three championships. I know he hasn't won in over a decade now, and he hasn't – ever since they stopped watching the film of the other team's defense, they haven't won a Super Bowl.
maybe even Serena Williams, quite frankly.
Well, that's another one. I mean –
you know, the only thing I have with Serena is, has she rubbed people enough wrong ways over the course of time that she doesn't –
I wish she would rub me the wrong way once or twice.
Or the right way.
It's all right.
I love Serena, don't get me wrong.
Well, if you're taking character into account, it's no doubt Roger.
It has to. That's the whole point of the conversation. The character has to be taken in.
And don't you agree? Just think about seriously.
Would DeSean Jackson be a living legend?
No, but when you look at Jeter, what he's been able to do playing in New York, he's not a recluse. He dates models, he hangs out. You know what I mean? For him to do what he's been able to do and then be the all-time hit leader for the New York Yankees, unbelievable.
Yep.
Thanks, Jeff. Good stuff.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
248-848-1130.
All right. I have a couple more I want to ask you. All right. So you said yes or no to Brady?
No.
No to Brady. What would Brady have to do to be a living legend?
Win another one.
A fourth.
He hasn't won in a decade, Mark.
Okay.
Hasn't won in a long time.
I'm gonna throw out a hockey name because I couldn't think of anyone else in hockey.
Brady, how come Brady's not tainted from that whole scandal, the Spygate?
Because I don't think people understand what Spygate really was, nor do they think that it mattered.
Well, let me tell you this. Your NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, he screwed the Patriots and Tom Brady. Because had he shown the video rather than destroy it, and we got to see for ourselves what it was all about, I could have said, that's nothing.
Made your own decision.
Am I right? And because he destroyed it and nobody saw it, there's always going to be speculation, and they were
no,
fine.
No, it'll hang. Am I right? It'll be a specter on them. You know, even though we all know if you played the game or you watched the game enough, you say to yourself.
So why destroy it? Why can we say it?
Hey, that's up to Goodell. You got to ask him. I don't know why they would do that.
You could do a 30 for 30 about that because they never won again. If Belichick never wins again, I don't care what you say, that'll always be there.
Right, could he win after Spygate? Look, he got there a couple times, but they never won at all.
Never won.
Jaromir Jagr, guy's been in hockey for 20-some years. He won two Stanley Cups immediately with Pittsburgh and Lemieux. He's over 700 goals. Again, a guy not from here. I hate to use the, you know, I have to preface it by saying, well, you got to be American. Shouldn't have to be American. A Federer should be allowed to be a living legend.
Mark, you're kidding yourself. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop you. Because this country doesn't care about people from other places. It might not have been that way before, but it is now. And that's why hockey's fallen off the map. There aren't as many Americans playing anymore. When I was a kid, I knew every player in the league, Mark. I can't pronounce half the names.
You had Islander season tickets.
Whatever. You still got to rub that in?
I don't think it's bad. Charles Wang is selling the team. Why don't you go buy it?
Is he getting ready finally?
He wants to get rid of the team. He says he's looking for a majority owner of the New York Islanders.
Well, you know they're moving to Brooklyn next year.
15-16.
Right.
2015-16.
It's
15. So this next year will be 14-15. They can move the following
year. One more year?
That's what it said. Yeah, 15-16.
Okay, I thought it was.
They go to Barclays Center. So there's a lot to like about the Islanders coming up. You should buy them.
Yeah, okay.
See if they'll. You're like your season ticket money will like.
Yeah, my $123. Is that what it is? $123.
What about LeBron?
Not yet.
What about Mariano Rivera last year? He wasn't from here, but he kind of took to it. Would you say that Mariano Rivera, up till last year, would have been a living legend?
Yes.
Yes. Floyd Mayweather.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Floyd Mayweather, perfect boxing record, champion.
What has he done? He has the eighth largest contract in the history of the sport. I mean, he's got a lot of stuff on his plate, Mark. It's hard to argue with that.
All right, so we both said no to Tiger. Phil Mickelson.
No.
Not enough majors?
He's done enough losing in spots where I can't look at him that way.
Jimmy Johnson in NASCAR. 7 championships, tying, of course, Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt. Jimmy Johnson, living legend or not?
Like I said, you got to be from this country. That's from hillbilly country.
Oh, good. Jimmy Johnson is a stand-up guy. I'm sorry. So you would not? Would you say yes or no?
Yeah, I mean, I don't follow it that closely, but I know who he
is.
I know who he is and what he's done. So, of course.
Let's get KC in. What's up, KC?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, KC.
Hey, KC.
Hey, hoop.
Happy April Fool's Day, plus one.
Oh,
plus
thank
one.
You.
We're taking your plus one today.
There you go. You know I wasn't going to call yesterday. That would have been too redundant.
Sure would have been.
Yeah.
April Fool's, Casey is on.
There you go. You know what? I just got the parameters. I just got in the car and I started listening, so I didn't know it had to be living legends inside the country. No hill. I mean, what are you going to, Willie T. Ribs for NASCAR?
There you go. Willie T. Ribs. What's his name, Mark? Hey, Casey, I got to bring this up. What was his name, the Atlanta Constitution columnist? Furman
Bisher.
Bisher. Are you ready for this, Casey? This is true. You might be able to find his column on the internet. So Willie T. Ribbs is going to race in, I think it was his first big race. The lead to Furman Bishop's column was, when I was a kid growing up, black guys only drove cabs. That was the lead to the Willie T. Ribbs column.
But was it a good piece after it?
No, what do you mean that was a good piece after it?
Well, was it just totally, totally racist?
Stop. That was racist from the start. I couldn't read anymore.
Well, maybe he was trying to be the anti-racist by bringing up a racist item.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Well, see, most cab drivers don't speak English, so it's kind of unpatriotic, too.
Oh, stop.
Guys, I was going to come up with Brodeur for a living legend because he's still playing.
Martin Brodeur. What about Martin Brodeur?
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Well, how many? Three Stanley Cups?
Yeah, it's hard to argue with him as well. I mean, there's a lot of guys. I just look at
There's a lot. I think this is a good topic.
Right?
There's not a lot of guys.
Right. No, I mean, and what I mean by that is, it's not just Jeter, but if you look around, there's a handful of guys. You're right, a handful.
Oh yeah, and there's, don't forget Ron Jeremy. Why he's still alive? You know, it's like you got to celebrate him.
Okay, on that note, Casey,
dude,
Ron Jeremy, the Hedgehog. I can't anything he's involved in. I'm sick,
dude. Have you ever seen him in person? It's even worse.
I bet. No, it's not worse than when he has his clothes off. Do you know who Ron Jeremy is? Anybody in that room?
Usain Bolt.
Oh, God.
Usain Bolt, no. I would say no to Usain Bolt. Not a living legend.
He's unbelievable.
He's really good.
Player.
Yeah, he's really good at what he does. He's got great speed, obviously, but he's not a living legend. Anyhow, 8 o'clock hour. We got a sports wrap coming up. So much to do, so little time. We're going to talk to Deshaun Jackson. Speaking of Deshaun Jackson,
that's our next topic. Absolutely.
So get with.
And
get
I'm really mad, Mark. You know who I'm mad at?
Who you mad at?
I'm mad at the black players of the Philadelphia Eagles. You hear me?
I hear you.
I'm mad at them. They're to blame about all the stuff that's going on. Deshaun Jackson's out. Another guy gets rewarded. I won't mention his name yet. For the stuff that he's done. And I think it's wrong. And I actually think the Eagles are one of the worst organizations around.
Do that in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, the Lions signed a backup quarterback for you. Oh, man,
Wait till you hear to say who this guy is.
If Matt Stafford goes down, guess who's coming in? I'll leave you guessing. It's the 8 o'clock hour, Sports Night with Parker and Man. Sports Wrap next on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.